when they had gone in the world, in the area, وَكَانُوا غُزًّا, and they were, أَوْ كَانُوا غُزًّا, or they were fighting in the path, لَوْ كَانُوا عِنْدَنَا, had you stayed with us, مَا مَاتُوا, you would not have died, وَمَا قُتِلُوا, and nor you would have been killed. لِيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ حَسْرَةً فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ, and this makes, and Allah makes this a hasra, a source of remorse, fi qulubihim, in their hearts. Wallahu yuhyi wa yumeet, and Allah gives life and Allah gives death. Wallahu bima ta'maluna basir, and surely Allah knows that which you do. This was the ayah that we did, as we said before, that this ayah is about the munafiqeen. That in the battle of Uhud, the munafiqeen, when they saw that there were some losses that the Muslims incurred, then people who were munafiqeen, they said to people who were fighting, who were like them in some ways. So some of them, some of the people that the munafiqeen were talking to were themselves munafiqeen. And they were also talking to some of the mu'mineen who were weak in their iman. And what were they saying? That you had gone to war and you were fighting. لَوْ كَانُوا عِنْدَنَا, had you been sitting with us here, مَا مَاتُوا, then you guys would not have died. وَمَا قُتِلُوا, you would not have been killed. And they would say this because they had this hasrat, this remorse in their heart. And secondly, they would want to weaken the faith of the believers. And Allah declares a very important part of our iman. Wallahu yuhyi wa yumeet. That Allah is the one who gives life and Allah is the one who gives death. Wallahu bima ta'maluna basir. And Allah knows exactly that which you do. So Allah knows exactly who is doing what, who is a person of iman, and who is a person of nifaq and of hypocrisy. So this was the last ayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was giving us this lesson that whether you die in the path of Allah or whether you die outside of the path of Allah, if you die a natural death, death belongs to Allah. Life belongs to Allah. Allah is the one who gives life and Allah is the one who gives death. So we said that there were two main points to be learned from this blessed ayah. One is that life and death is in the hands of Allah. The more closer a person is to Allah, the more he will have iman on this. But the reality is that none of us, whether you're a Muslim or you're a kafir, none of us has a choice. We have to believe in this, that death is going to come. And it is not in our hands. If you're a kafir, at least you will believe this, that death is definitely going to come. Secondly, death is not in our hands. We cannot fast forward death. We cannot push back the death. The second thing that we learned from this ayah is that negativity has an effect on a person, and in the same way, positivity also has an effect. When somebody gives you positive feedback, if somebody gives you positive talk, then it helps you in doing good things and it helps you in achieving your goals. And if somebody tells you negative things about things that you're doing, then it puts you down. And it makes you a negative person. So the way you see things, whether you see it positively or negatively, has a very big effect. So this example of half glass full and half empty really holds true, that it is a way of seeing things. So the kuffar, the hypocrites, they were trying to make the Muslims negative by saying that had you not fought this war, you would not have died. So this was some of the things about the last ayah that we did. And now we move on to today's ayah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wala in qutiltum fi sabilillah aw muttum lamaghfiratun min Allah wa rahmatun khayrun mimma yajma'un. Subhanu rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin mubarak masallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin mubarak masallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin mubarak masallim. Wala in qutiltum, and if you are killed, fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah, aw muttum, or if you died in the path of Allah, lamaghfiratun minallah, then forgiveness from Allah is there, wa rahmatun khayrun mimma yajma'un, and the mercy of Allah is much better than that which they accumulate. So in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another reality, that if you die in the path of Allah, then there is forgiveness from Allah, which is much, much better than the things of this world. If somebody reflects on this life and he understands the reality of this life, if he is a Muslim, or even if he is not a Muslim, somebody realizes that this life is very short and I'm going to leave this world in a few years, then the life of this world becomes very trivial and unbeneficial. The success of this world becomes a very small success. And especially if you are a Muslim, and if you are a believer also, that the Akhirah compared to the world is millions and billions of years, then this life of the world becomes even less beneficial, and the success of this world becomes even less beneficial, and everything of this world becomes very trivial and meaningless. So the example of this is that if you have two businesses, from one business you earn, let's say, $100 a month. And there's this other business, and that business you earn $1 million a month, right? So there's one business, you earn $100 a month, it earns. You know, you earn money from that business. But there's another business that you have. And from that business, you earn $1 million a month. And of course, you are going to give a lot of weight and your attention towards the business that gives you $1 million a month. And the business that gives you only $100 a month, even if that business is not doing that well, you don't care. You don't give a lot of attention to it. Your whole attention is focused on this $1 million business that you do every month, $1 million earning. So this is the case of the believer. When he realizes what this life of the world is, it's only a few years. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka ghareeb." Live in this world as if a traveler. So a traveler travels to a place for only for a few days, only for a very short while. So this life of this world is a very short period of time compared to Akhirah. Akhirah is billions and billions of years, and life of this world is only 60 years, 70 years, 80. At the most, 90 years. So that is why the one who realizes the reality of this world will pay no attention to the things of this world, will even not pay attention to the success of this world. His main focus will be the Akhirah. So whoever realizes what this world is, who understands the reality of this world, will learn two important things. And the first thing that he will learn is that this life really does not matter. Whether you're a billionaire here, or if you're a poor man here. Whether you have a big house or if you have a small house. Whether you live in the US or if you live in Pakistan. It does not really matter. This life is going to end in a few years. So the famous poet says a very beautiful couplet. He says, "Yahan aise rahe ke vaise rahe, dekhna hai wahan kaise rahe." So in other words, he's saying, whether you live very lavishly here or if you live in poverty here, doesn't matter. What really matters is how you live in that world where you have to spend billions of years. So two important things one learns when we understand the reality of this world. That this life really doesn't matter. It is the next life that really matters. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ taught us. Stay in this dunya as if you are a traveler. And that is why in the Muslim history, there have been people who were kings and who had their empire in areas of Europe and Africa and Asia. But they understood the reality of this world. So they focused on the Akhirah. They focused on the afterlife. And among them was Harun al-Rashid, a person whose empire was in Asia and Europe and Africa. But when his children, when both his sons, the two princes, when they got old enough to get an education, he took them to the madrasa of Imam Abu Yusuf, rahimahullah. And he said to the Sheikh, "Sheikh, I brought my both sons to you so that you teach them deen and you also teach them adab." And Imam Abu Yusuf, rahimahullah, said, "Okay, fine. Leave them here, O my Lord. And inshallah, I will try to teach them both. I will try to teach them deen and I will also try to teach them adab." And the king left. After a couple of months, the king thought that I should go check on the boys, what they're doing. So the king traveled to the madrasa of Imam Abu Yusuf, rahimahullah. And when he entered the madrasa, after traveling a long travel, after a long journey, he came to the madrasa of Imam Abu Yusuf. And when he entered the madrasa, he saw that one of the princes, one of his sons, the sheikh was doing wudu and one of his sons was pouring water on his, you know, on his hands. So the king, he stood there and he looked at the whole thing. And when the sheikh finished his wudu, the sheikh came closer and the king also came closer and they said salam to each other. And then the king said to the sheikh, "Sheikh, I left my children here so that you should teach them deen and also more importantly, you should teach them adab." So Imam Abu Yusuf said, that, "Oh my Lord, this is what they're learning. Look, he's the prince of the time. And look at this adab that he has, that I am making wuzu and he's pouring water on me." So the king said, "No, I would have liked it even more had he been pouring water with one hand, and with the second hand, he would have cleaned your legs, cleaned your feet." Allahu Akbar. So, when somebody has, or somebody realizes what this world is, then the success of this world and the things of this world really do not matter. It does not matter whether I'm a king or if I'm a poor man. What really matters is how I will do in the Akhirah. The second thing also comes to a person who realizes what this world is and who understands the reality of this world, that he will desire to do more and more good deeds because he understands that in this world success does not matter, but in the other world, in the akhirah, in the afterlife, success really matters, and I will be success in that afterlife only and only if I do good deeds in this world. Good deeds is the currency of the akhirah. So then he will do his five times prayers. He will try to go to the masjid. He will also try to wake up for the tahajjud prayers. He will also try to read Quran. He will do tasbih, and he will do all of these things. And he will do more and more amal on the sunnah. Why? Because he knows that this is what is going to make me successful in the akhirah. Allahu Akbar. So the mashayikh, their lives, if you look closely, their life is focused on the akhirah. They are the intelligent ones. They spend more and more of their life in the remembrance of Allah. And they will be those who will be hugely successful in the akhirah. Allah says in the Quran that these are the intelligent people. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahar. In the making of the sun and the earth, the heavens and the earth, and in the changing of the night and the day, la ayatil li ulil alba, is the sign for those who are intelligent. Alladhina yazkurun Allah. These are the ones who remember Allah. Qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. They remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying on their sides. So the second thing that a person will understand when he understands the reality of this world is that the more good deeds he will do, the more successful he will be in the akhirah. So he will have a burning desire to do more and more acts of good deeds. So among the mashayikh, there was a sheikh by the name of Sheikh Hussain Ali Vahbachra. And the sheikh was a very big sheikh of his time. And he writes in his biography that after Isha prayers, I would sit down to do the zikr of Allah, and some of his murids and some of his students would sit down with him. And he said that I would do the zikr of Allah, and they would also do the zikr of Allah. Some would leave after an hour, some would leave after 2 hours, and some would leave after 3 hours. He said there would come a time during the night that I would see that there's nobody in front of me sitting doing the zikr of Allah. I am alone. At that point, I would get up and I would start my nafil prayers, the tahajjud prayers. So look, how akhirat oriented, how intelligent these people were. They have realized what the reality of this world is, and they have understood the reality of the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also help us understand the reality of this world and the reality of the akhirah. So in the same way, if somebody gets killed in the path of Allah in this world, Allahu Akbar, it is a big success. It is much more than staying alive in this world and being away from Allah. So that is why Allah says, وَلَا إِن قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you are killed in the path of Allah, أو مُتَّم, or if you die in the path of Allah, لَمَغْفِرَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ, then you get forgiveness from Allah. وَرَحْمَةٌ, and this mercy of Allah, خَيْر, it is much better, مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ, from that wealth that you accumulate, from this life of this world that you give a lot of value to. This rahmah of Allah is much more than all these good things or all these goods of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this reality. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. We'll make a short dua and then inshallah we'll end the class. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen.
اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاكم الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.